If a 9.0 earthquake and tsunami hit Washington state, people in the central and eastern parts of the state would not be the hardest hit, but survival would not be a walk in the park either. That's why emergency organizers east of the Cascade Mountains are preparing to handle that kind of disaster. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
Central Washington could feel 5.0 quakes after the big one hit. That could lead to ruptured irrigation lines and would leave people without electricity, phone service, or natural gas. Also, take into account extreme heat or cold, depending on the season. Regional planners, hospitals, and the National Guard went through the worst and best-case scenarios at roundtable discussions in the Tri-Cities. Kent Catlin is with the Yakima Valley Emergency Management Office. He says the east side would recover much faster than other parts of the state, but then it would have to be able to take in refugees looking for safety and normalcy.
The challenge for us in eastern Washington, most of us do not have the financial capability or the job market to support an influx of 15, 20,000 people that could bleed in over a 14-day period.
Catlin says the best way to stay safe is to prepare your family with food, water, clothing, and cash to last for a month after the disaster. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.